Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Tuesday, and this is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today and the rest of the week. I'm so glad you've tuned in. With me in the studio this morning is Leslie Johnson. Leslie is our clinical director at Perspectives Counseling Centers. She works with adolescents, individuals. She speaks in schools and churches. She's my mentor. And I am just so pleased to have you with us today and the rest of the week. Welcome back, Leslie.
Thank you, Christina. That was quite a compliment.
Well, you are. You know, you manage and do so much. As a matter of fact, yesterday you were talking about time management. But yes, you just bring such a wealth of information through your own life experience and through your career. And this week, Flying Solo, The Art of Single Parenting. What a topic. Can you review and start off differentiating between solo parenting and being a single parent for the weekend?
Yes, absolutely. We're really talking about solo parenting. You know, I mentioned yesterday it's kind of a little bit of a pet peeve when people say, oh, I'm a single parent for the summer because, you know, my spouse is traveling or but that really takes It really disvalidates what it's like to solo parent. Parent, when you're in your home and you're the one, the buck stops here. You're the boss. You're the only one. There's not, you know, you pick up the phone and consult with the other parent. There isn't another parent. And sometimes, you know, this can also apply to co-parenting when there has been a divorce, but you are able to work together and there is multiple parents involved. But we're really talking about flying solo when you are the end-all be-all to your children. And, you know, we talked about, we started about the point one, I have 10 points, is organization. And the reason why this is so important is because the more you can be organized, the more you can be clear in your mind about time management, about family responsibilities, about household management, the more space you have in your brain for mental activity. And so it's so time management, household management can be lead to mental management. And you really, because Christina, when you, you know, I've worked with many individuals who have or are solo parenting, and it's really cloudy. Your brain is really cloudy, whether it's because you're reeling from a trauma that you've experienced that led to the solo parenting, whether it be a divorce, whether it be a loss of some sort. You know, so the more you can be organized, the more time you have to sort through that cloudiness and to eventually hopefully see blue skies.
Yes.
And so that's why time management, you know, we talked about little tidbits yesterday about making to-do lists, setting out clothes the night before for your kids, having their lunches made already. Have them help you, which we will talk about. Actually, that moves into my next managing family responsibilities. Everyone gets a chore.
Yes.
I don't care if they're 3 years old. Or they're 13 years old, or they're 33 years old, and they're still living with you.
I think the 13 is going to year old is harder to work with than the 3 year old on that end anyway.
Absolutely. So not just time management, but I think you help your kids with time management. So managing family responsibilities can include, you know, divvying up the time, the chores. Developing a unified front within your family first, keeping the lines of communication open. We talked about a family calendar, having something that's very visual, maybe even color-coded per kid, you know, where everyone can see what's expected, because the more we can provide consistent expectations, the more we will all feel less cloudy in our brains about what's happening each day. And this is key, having a plan B. One of the things I really encourage, you know, whether it's friends, clients that are dealing with this, is to tap into their resources. It's so hard to ask for help, particularly remember the cloudiness and the pain. It's hard to ask for help. When you're solo parenting, you have to ask for help. And you may not have a lot of family around in the state, or but you have neighbors. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you have your church. Perhaps you have your coworkers. To ask for help is paramount. People won't know, especially if you've not done this.
Yes.
Right? There's not an understanding. I think, you know, sometimes there's a little bit more of a, oh, we want to help you, when perhaps you've had a death, or perhaps you've had, but when you've had other significant loss, or divorces can be so painful, as I know you've worked with many women as well, working through that, or in men. You know, the visualization of the cloudiness that people go through isn't apparent. So to ask for help, to make reliable, dependable arrangements with others to help you, because flying solo is, it's not an easy job, and it's better if you can have a front, if you can have a support network.
I'm so glad that you used the word have. I'm sorry, it's you have to.
Must.
Not if you need help.
Right.
When you need help. Because especially self-reliant individuals, those who have been hurt, lost friends over a divorce, maybe. Friends took the other side of the fight.
Right.
You get to a place where you isolate and you don't feel you need to. So driving that point home, you have to ask for help.
Absolutely.
Right now, I have to take a break. So we will be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Leslie Johnson, the topic of the week, flying solo, the art of single parenting. You have to ask for help, and God will provide that help, won't He?
He will. He really will. And I'm glad you brought that up right before the break, of that you have lost a lot of your support network. If you've gone through a divorce or a death, and so reaching out for creative ways to build your support system is very important to be able to have that plan B. If you don't have help, you don't have plan B.
Exactly.
And so that's that really will help you stay more organized. And then, you know, simple things, Christina, household management. We talked about the calendar. We talked about the schedule. One of the things I want to really hit home with is the ability to say no. No to clutter in your house, but no to other things as well.
I saw that no to clutter, and I go, ooh, don't come to my house.
Mine either. I need to take my own points. But, you know, saying no is very important because, again, we talked about that 80% of single parents are working full-time. Mm-hmm. You have to say no because, again, you're flying solo. So not only do you need to get, you know, Susie to soccer and Joe to robotics and the other one from daycare, you know, yes. or whatever ages that, you know, you're working with, there's not time. And mm-hmm. so to really try to ease that guilt, to be able to say, okay, I'm going to say no, is very important for organizational skills. We talked about how if you're organized, you have more brain space.
Yes, I love brain space.
Brain space. I've always visualized things as space in your brain for mental management. And the next point that I want to talk about is spending quality time together. And this is really important. I think you mentioned yesterday, there is the tendency to isolate when you've gone through, you know, some sort of a loss. Mm-hmm. And perhaps you created the, I mean, whatever the story is. And that's, I guess I wanted to say that too. Everyone has a different situation here. And so hopefully the listening audience can take in what they can for their own situation. But spending quality time together, some people might be listening and going, well, of course I'm going to spend quality time with kids. But the cloudiness in your brain, the pain, the brokenness you may feel creates isolation, and mm-hmm. it's not just to other people. It's very often with your own family.
It is.
And, you know, I don't want to go out. We're not going to go stop and have dinner because you look around and there's a mom and a dad and yes. two kids. There's, you know, there's all these different scenarios. You don't want to see it. You feel somehow shame, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But quality time is quality time. Mm-hmm. And the kids will glean from spending that time with you. Do you know that actually solo parents oftentimes have a more intimate bond with their children?
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if they've gone through the loss with you.
Yes.
You know, it's something that only your immediate family understands. And so that automatically creates the bond. And, you know, again, it's probably a whole week of a show
yes.
about intimate bonding with your children being a solo parent. But relaxing with your child, reading, eating, grows that bond. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't have to sit and have serious in-depth conversations.
Or even go to an activity
yes.
where there's a lot of other people. And I love the fact that you use the word quality, not quantity.
That's right.
Because the single parent doesn't have quantity.
That's right.
Time.
Yes. Excellent point. And quality is where it's at. And again, depending on the child's age, they may want their own space.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes away some of the quantity of time, but making it quality, developing common interest, letting their child see the fun side of you. Because my guess is they're seeing a lot of tears or a lot of anger,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're seeing a lot of the negative emotions. And to be able to tap into the fun side and to remember that it's still there, it still exists, really builds that bond as well and can really create some very quality moments.
Not only for the child, but for the mom, for
That's
the dad.
Right. That's right.
Get out that old game Twister and have a fun night at just playing Twister with your kids.
That's right.
There is quality time. We want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Give our office a call if you're struggling in this area because you don't have to struggle alone. We have qualified therapists that can help you, like Leslie, sit down with you and walk through these tips along with a whole lot more. Leslie, can you be back with us tomorrow?
Absolutely, I would be happy to.
Looking forward to it. Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.